unemployment numbers released Thursday were staggering. NPR reported nearly 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week as the coronavirus pandemic shut down much of the country. More than 150,000 Ohioans are among them. I took a look at what that means for those who are already looking for work. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. So many people in the tri-state are looking for jobs that it's crashing state unemployment websites. All of these newly unemployed are joining the ranks of those who were already seeking new careers.
The most common thing I'm hearing is that all activity has stopped. Companies aren't hiring. It's a waste of time to be filling out applications right now. That's more COVID specific.
Diane Kinsella is executive director of Journey to Hope, a nonprofit in Finneytown offering free job search support groups and other coaching. In the interest of full disclosure, I attended a career support group at Journey to Hope nearly a decade ago before joining Cincinnati Public Radio. Kinsella says people attending meetings these days are worried.
The big concern that they can do networking now, but is it really going to lead anywhere? Because there are so many businesses that are completely out, so many more people who have lost their jobs, and they're seeing their chances dwindling.
She estimates Journey to Hope was one of the first in the area to pivot from in-person to online when the coronavirus pandemic hit. She invited me to sit in on a virtual meeting.
My first question for you is, what's your name? What is the job target or targets that you, job titles that you would like? And what do you want to take away from our time together today?
Three women in various stages of their careers agreed to be recorded. Despite the climate, they seem to be trying to stay optimistic. Chris Vorp is skilled in quality supervision and supply engineering development.
I'm concerned because as someone who works with industry, if industry and supply chain and such doesn't recover as quickly, companies may not be hiring people to improve their suppliers. It could, of course, go the opposite way. They could say, well, we need really somebody to help get the supplier up to par. We'll see.
She understands she may need to switch careers and has been considering going into quality assurance in the medical field. Hannah Dieters has been looking for a position in graphic design for several months. She wants to improve her networking skills and says she struggles with the anxiety of reaching out to people or sending applications and emails.
I know some people are being hired. I was talking to a networking group yesterday and two people had landed, but I just worry that I'm going to have to work twice as hard to land myself. If places are hiring, I imagine some places will still be hiring. Their bar is just going to be set much higher for people that they're going to want to hire during like a crisis like this.
It's probably a very, very valid concern, Hannah, because in the recession, in order for people to wade through the 1,000 resumes per job opening, they just kept adding requirements to the job description. So until it got to the point that the people who actually held the job with that title would no longer qualify or be hireable for that particular role.
Kinsella adds there are ways to overcome that. The third group member, Heidi Letire, is hoping the surge in hiring for temporary jobs could be good for her. She's looking for a position in human resources.
I think it will help my position a little bit more with trying to get into HR. I think they'll realize that they need it more than they thought they did because there's so much need for HR people right now without dealing with everything. So if anything, it may help me. I'm trying to stay positive about it anyways.
Speaking after the meeting, Kinsella left me with this.
It's a time to reach out and be in this together, whether you're employed or not at this moment, to help one another along, because it's through the generosity of spirit and the willingness to help each other out in whatever form that takes is what will bring us all through it together.
Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.